37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning and it's a beauty. Nice and cool, dry air, no humidity, temperatures where you can get outside and have a great time without being saturated in just a matter of a few minutes. A great day for gardening, for golfing, for the beach, for a boat, anything you want. Take advantage of it, folks. We're in the middle of August. Doesn't seem possible. Where has the summer gone? And lots to do in the garden still. And we're coming on seasonal changes that will bring us additional chores to do around the yard. And if you'd like some information, you give us a call, 800-259-9231. And we'll work together to solve some of these problems to make it a little bit easier for you. We're going to talk about a lot of different things today. One of the things that we'll talk about at 7 o'clock, Ken Kukurowski is going to join us for a little bit, and he's going to tell us about something that I think you'd be interested in, why our roses are producing smaller blooms than normal. And if you have rose bushes at your house, you probably have noticed that you have had probably a little bit less in the amount of blooms, but the size of the flowers are smaller for us this year than they normally are. And he'll tell you all about that. Really kind of a neat thing, that how Mother Nature can change things around. But it's been better than last year. We have to look at it that way. We've had some sun. We've had some heat. We've had great growing weather. We've had a pretty good summer. Let's hope the fall continues the way it has been going and we'll be in great shape. But there's a lot to do, you know, and things that you want to put in the back of your mind is at the end of the month, once we, you know, a couple weeks from now, once the kids get back to school, the house goes back to somewhat normalcy, you have to start thinking about things that need to be done in the garden and things that will help you. So it's like at the end of the month, for example, if you have daylilies and they've gotten to be good size and you have a friend or a neighbor that like particular colors that you had, you can divide them and give them a piece. And at the same time say, hey, I like some of those iris that you had in your garden, and they can give you a piece of their iris. So at the end of the month, daylilies can be divided. Hosta can be divided. Peonies can be dug and divided. Bleeding heart can be dug and divided. And iris can be dug and divided. So some of our major woody almost type perennials, some of your plants that stand out that really are reliable, those plants can be divided at that point. So, you know, another couple of weeks, we can start to multiply our plants and really make things happen in the garden. But, you know, if you have friends and family members that have talked about your plants, now's the time that you can think about maybe giving them a little piece. But get something from them that you've wanted from their garden. And it all happens during the month of September. Also in September, repairing your lawn. We haven't had a lot of rain, and that's going to be a great time to start thickening the grass and planting a new lawn. The stress, the heat of summer is coming to an end, and the weather is going to cool off. And traditionally, in September, we get more rain. June, July, and August have been on the dry side for most of us. And when we get into September, with the cooling temperatures, you're getting more dew that helps to put moisture into the ground. And ground is warm, the grass seed germinates much faster. Fall is the best time to start a new lawn or to plant seed to repair an existing lawn. So put that in the back of your mind, that that's going to have to be done. Also, in the next couple of weeks, you should start thinking about any house plants that you brought outside for the summer. So if you brought out a ficus or a schefflera, some pothos, or any kind of ferns that you brought outside, said, okay, everybody goes out. The weather's good. It's safe. You're going to enjoy the summer. And plants love going outside. But it comes to a point where you're going to bring them back in. And I like to bring them in during early September and even late August. The reason is right now we're still sleeping and enjoying the day with the windows open in the house. So if you can bring them in, you've got all that moisture. And what you need to do is to acclimate the plants. That way you have less foliage that will fall from the plant. And it does make a big, big difference. Schefflera's, they're pretty tough. Ficus, well, that's a different plant. And when you bring a ficus that you put outside for the summer into the house, you have to say to yourself, I'm going to experience leaf drop. And you could lose as much as 25% of the leaves that are on your ficus right now when you bring it inside the house. So bring it in early, put it in a location where it's going to be, and that way you're getting plenty of moisture in the air in your house before the heat turns on. It will adapt to the changing environment a lot easier. The storm windows are not closed. The humidity is still in the air. And before you bring them in, check them over really, really good. Look at the underside of the leaves. Look at the branches. Feel the leaves and make sure they're not sticky. There's no discoloration. And if you find an insect problem, treat it before you bring it in the house with things like horticultural oils and different types of indoor houseplant products. But treat the plant before you bring it in the house. So that may be something you want to do today. You know, you've got 2 or 3 weeks before you can bring them in. Go outside today. Check them out really, really good. If there's some insect problems, solve it early. That way there's a lot less stress, because there's going to be stress when you bring it in. Here you have a plant that's getting all the nice moisture all day and all night. You're getting a lot of light. Once you bring it in the house, the plant is relying on the light coming through the window. Outside, it's getting light from all directions. So that change of light makes a big difference for that plant. So start thinking about the seasonal changes that you're going to have to do. And on the other foot, you've got other things that need to be done. If you have poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, you know, tough weeds like that, now is the time to do it. August is the best month to kill these really noxious weeds. So get your weed killers out. Take care of it now. Once you get to September, the weed killers are not going to be as effective as they are right now. So we have to think about what we're going to do and what we're going to do to get ready for it. Those of you that have Japanese bamboo, you have to say to yourself, when I see that very first cluster of tiny white flowers, that's when I attack the Japanese bamboo with Roundup or Cleanup or Kills-All. No fooling around. Go after it. Because when your bamboo is in bloom with tiny white flowers, the energy that's in the roots normally is beginning to come up to the top of the plant, and that backup energy is used to make seeds. When it makes a white flower, behind the white flower are seed pods. And if you can put the Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills-All on it, you're going to hurt it. You're going to make those seeds sterile. And you're going to kill back. You're not going to kill the whole plant. There's no way that spraying it this time of the year is going to kill the plant. But you can hurt it severely. And you're going to give it two or even three applications. And you can really, really hurt that plant. So those are a few ideas. If we can help you, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231.
Problem with weeds? You kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our Sinofresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a Sinofresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. Sinofresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use Sinofresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy Sinofresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beauty out there. Nice clear sky, nice and cool. Great day to get outside, work around the yard, just about ready to do anything. And if you're going to play golf, today's a good one. What you should do is to look at the grass that you're playing on and say to yourself, maybe I can make my yard look that good. And you can, and the time to do it is coming up. Month of September is the month that you will really see changes in your grass, and the most effective time to make those changes is then also. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your week been, Don?
Oh, absolutely lovely around here, so I'm in good spirits, as it were.
That's a good thing, right?
Oh, of course, of course.
Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening?
You bet.
Who do we have up first, Don?
First, this is Inez from Fishburg, Massachusetts, who has a question about lilies.
Okay. Inez, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, Paul, I can barely hear you.
Well, put your radio on a little bit louder, Inez.
Okay.
What is your question, Inez?
All right. About 3 or 4 years ago, I planted at least 12 bulbs of the all kinds of lilies, you know, Easter lilies,
right,
and Dyke lilies, anyway, all lilies. And for 4 years, they bloomed so beautiful. And now last year was the first year I had a problem with the bugs. But I sprayed them. I never had to spray them before, but anyway, I sprayed them last year. And I took care of it. But now this year, I got the surprise of my life because not even one bulb came up. No sign of a bulb at all, 12 of them. And no holes around that some animal might get at them. And I just don't know what went wrong. Why did I lose all of them like that? What was the reason and what can I do? Should I dig them up or see what happened?
Well, I mean, if nothing came out of the ground, then there's nothing there for you to dig up. It could be a couple of things, Inez. If you did have the Asiatic lily beetle last year, and you had some damage to them, and you didn't spray it with the right product, the only product that will take care of the Asiatic lily beetle is the tree and shrub products that are made by Bonide, by Bayer, and by Fertilome. Those are the only products that will take care of that particular beetle. And if you didn't put enough product in the ground, then what probably happened is the first generation of the Asiatic lily beetle, and they eat all kinds of lilies. I had some at my house, and I've treated them. The first generation will eat holes in the leaves. And they're very, very noticeable because they're red, almost like a ladybug, but elongated, kind of a rectangular shape. The second generation, when they come out, they don't mess around with the leaves. They bore into the stem, eat their way down, get into the bulb, and actually eat the bulb underground. So it's possible that it's that. It's also possible that you had some type of a rodent that got in there, and if they were all planted roughly in the same area, it's not uncommon that a mouse, a mole or a vole could have gotten into it, and once they found one, then they continued to dig, and they went from bulb to bulb to bulb and cleaned them all out. If it was that the bulbs were old, you would see that one bulb dies, and then another one dies. It would happen gradually. But for them to all go at the same time, it was either a rodent of some type that ate it, or it was the Asiatic lily beetle that had a lot of them around. Several of them got into each of the stems. They ate their way down into the bulb, and bam, you lost your bulb. So what I would suggest that you do is fall or next spring, plant some more bulbs, but in a different location. And as a precaution, when your lilies are up about 6 to 12 inches, put the tree and shrub as a soil drench. You just mix it in like a watering can or even a bucket. Pour it around the lilies, and that takes care of them for a whole year. You don't get to do it once for the entire season. Inez, thank you for the phone call. Our number here is toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We're all going to work together so that you can have a great gardening season. And if you want some additional help, go to my website, paulparent.com. We have a newsletter that we send out every single Thursday. It's free. It comes in your computer. You can read it, print it, save it, or you can read it, leave it there, or just hit delete and it's gone. But we try and give you information about what needs to be done at this time of the year. Again, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter and we'll send it to you. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If we can help you, give us a call right now. It's nice and quiet. People are sleeping in because the weather's so good. I mean, it was wonderful this morning. Waking up, the windows are all open. It's nice and cool. I've got all the blankets over me. I didn't know if I wanted to get up or not. But it's Sunday, and it's time to work with you to help you to have a great garden. John, who's next?
This is Carol from Brewster, Mass., who has a question about an orchid cactus.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have an orchid cactus that I purchased around March or April of this year, and it was absolutely gorgeous, you know, with the orchids.
Right.
That went by, and nothing is happening with it now. I mean, it's nice and healthy green. I have it hanging, I guess, in my south window. And
okay.
Feed it, water it, and try and keep it fairly dry. What am I doing wrong?
What do you mean nothing's happening?
I'm not. How often does it flower, I guess? I'm looking for more flowers to develop.
Okay. Your orchid cactus blooms once a year. It's not something that's going to be like other orchids that blooms for long, long periods of time. It's a short blooming cycle, and when it blooms, the flowers are absolutely magnificent. They're unique. But you get, you know, a couple of weeks worth of flowers, and then that's it for the year. So right now, the plant has already made the new growth for the year. It's already flowered. So what you see now, you're going to see from now until March. You're not going to see any significant changes. You're going to get some new growth that's going to form. But once we get into April and the days get longer again, the plant is going to wake up just like your perennials outside or your trees or your shrubs, and it's going to make a lot of new growth in the spring. And then you're going to get your flowers that will come in off of that new growth. But from now until then, don't expect a lot. Now, the one thing that you could do is knock the plant out of the pot and look at the root ball and see if the root ball is mostly soil, or is it just a massive network of roots? Is it like a big spider web? And when you squeeze the root ball, does it feel hard, or is there some give to it? It could be that, you know, since you, it's a new plant to you, that it is now pot bound. And if it's in an 8-inch pot, then you can move it to a 10-inch pot that will give it a chance to put on some growth during the remaining part of the summer, a little bit in the fall. The winter time, don't expect much as far as growth. And then next spring, when the days warm up and the length of the day increases quickly, then you're going to see a lot of new growth and the formation of your flower buds. But, you know, if you want to do that, that's about the only thing that I would say that needs to be done. So from now until spring, what you see is what you get. It's a beautiful plant. It's got great cascading foliage, very unique. But the blooming cycle, for the most part, is done for this year. So, you know, it's like anything else. It's good, and you got to wait a long time for it. But when it comes, it's just spectacular. But it's a short-lived bloom. It's not like the Phalaenopsis. Phalaenopsis is my favorite because it will bloom for 4 months, sometimes even as long as 6 months, depending on how many stems your plant has. And that's why I like the Phalaenopsis orchid. But you've got the orchid cactus that's in a hanging plant that can be gorgeous. So, you know, you got to look at it several ways. But next year, because it's now accustomed to your house, and if you can repot it and take care of it all winter, you could have double the amount of blooms, and you could have blooms that will be staggered. So they're not all in bloom at once. You've got some early, some mid-season, and some late, extending the blooming season for you. But it's not continuous, okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. We had talked about trying to kill Japanese bamboo, and this is the best time to kill the Japanese bamboo. Now, other things that you need to take care of in your yard are fleas and the Japanese beetle grubs. Now, the Japanese beetles have been laying eggs in your lawn all summer long. Unless you have shade. If you have a shady yard, don't worry about the Japanese beetles, because they only lay the eggs in full sun. Okay? If you've got a lot of crabgrass, chickweeds, dandelion, they're not going to bother you. They want the best lawn. They're not going to eat a hamburger at McDonald's when they can go to the steakhouse and have filet mignon. So they want good grass, in full sun, that's been cared for. If you have good grass, if you have sun, then there are a couple of ways that you can take care of the fleas and the Japanese beetles. You can use petrochemical products that work very, very well, and now is the time to get them down there, because if you don't kill the beetles that are in the ground right now, when we get into September, October, and they're growing in size, the raccoons and the skunks, they're getting ready. They know that the days are getting shorter. They know that the seasons are changing, and they need to hibernate for the winter pretty quick. Well, before they hibernate, they want to fill their bodies with enough energy that they can sleep nice and comfortably. And they are going to be gorging themselves with food to put on a layer of fat that they can live on during the winter. Once they find that your yard has got grubs, they will rip up your lawn like you cannot believe. So you either put down something like grub control products that your local nursery garden center have, if you want to do it organically and you want to do it quick, you can buy nematodes. And the same product that will kill the grubs will also kill fleas. And it's a great way to do it. Now, let me give you a website where you can go to get some information and read about this. It's, of course, www.environmentalfactor.com. All one word, environmentalfactor.com. And they sell a nematode that you put into your bottle sprayer. You apply it to your grass. Apply it to your gardens, and it will kill the grubs in the ground within just a few weeks. It will also kill all the fleas. Now, if you've got cats and dogs, and as the weather gets cold, the fleas also know that, hey, I better get on this cat because it's getting cold out here. The cats are bringing in the fleas in the house. The fleas are falling on your carpet. They're going on your couches. And they're staying there. So if you have animals that are in an enclosed area, maybe a good idea to treat that area to control the fleas so they don't bring them in with the cold weather and then you get little bites on your ankles because they're living in the carpets and on the furniture. So there's something else that you have to think about doing. You are beginning to see formation of caterpillars in your trees, flowering crabs. You're seeing them in birches. You drive down the road and you can see them in your naturally occurring trees, these big tent caterpillars. And they're ahead this year. They started a couple of weeks earlier. And the old-fashioned way was just to take a pole pruner, cut off the branch, burn it. You can now use a product called Spinosad. And Spinosad is a virus. You spray it on the tree. The caterpillars spend the night in the tent. And they all huddle one on top of each other using their body heat to stay warm. During the day when the sun is out and it's nice and warm, they go out throughout the whole tree, and they feed on the tree, making holes, turning some of your trees to lace. If you can put the Spinosad on the foliage, now you don't have to get all the way to the top. Get as high as you can. When those caterpillars feed on those leaves, they get this virus. It will slowly kill them, and when the caterpillar dies, it will ooze some of the body fluids. When that body fluid gets in contact with other caterpillars, it infects them. Just like us getting a cold and we pass it on when we sneeze. That's how this particular insect control works. It's very safe. It's totally organic. It's totally natural. And most of the garden centers carry Spinosad in one form or another. So Bonide, for example, they call theirs Captain Jack. There are companies like Fertilome, they just call it Spinosad. But this is a great way to take care of your tent caterpillars, You can use it in the vegetable garden right now for cabbage loopers, for your tomato hornworms that are still pretty active, and any kind of a caterpillar-type insect. So start thinking about that, okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. If you have butterfly bush, which is a beautiful plant for this time of the year, it's been blooming for quite a while now, but it makes a spike flower in a whole bunch of different colors. And if you can continuously remove the faded flowers, that butterfly bush will bloom right up until frost. The goal is to make seed, and if you prevent it from making seeds, the butterfly bush is going to bloom and bloom and bloom nonstop. And what's kind of neat, the first flower that comes out on the tip of the branch will be in the neighborhood of about 9 inches long. Gorgeous spike of blossoms. And the butterflies, the all kinds of bees, and all of your pollinators love this plant. When it goes by, if you cut it off, it will make two side shoots. And it will make two beautiful flowers, this time about 6-7 inches long. When those go by, you cut those two off, and now you've got four. And they're going to be 4 to 6 inches in length. You cut off those four, and now you'll have eight. So butterfly bushes are great. Just keep cutting them back and cleaning them. And the more you clean, the more it will flower. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Brent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Don, actually, from Cape Cod, who has a question about some yellow tomatoes.
Hey, Don, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I've
morning.
Got tomatoes that have a lot of yellow up in the top and in the middle, and sort of hard spots. They don't seem to want to finish ripening. And I used Espoma, I think, or Garden Tone, one of, you know, put a lot of that in, and they're in raised beds. And I'm just wondering, is it too late to do anything about it, or what might have caused it?
Well, it's just, I think things are slow. My garden, I've only picked maybe a dozen tomatoes on my tomato plants this year, and I mean, the plants are huge. I mean, I have the biggest tomato plants I've ever had. The average tomato in my garden is well over 6 foot, and my cherry tomatoes are like 8 or 9 foot, but I haven't been picking the amount of fruit as I should be. And I mean, luckily I'm getting plenty of cucumbers, so I can enjoy the cucumbers, but the tomatoes are just starting. They seem to be running a little bit later, and I don't know why. We've had wonderful growing weather. We've had all kinds of heat. The gardens are a little bit drier, but, you know, we've had a lot of sunlight. We've had a lot of heat. We've had warm evenings, and that's what tomatoes like, to really mature. What I'm going to be doing this week, because I need to get these things moving, is I am going to liquid feed all of my tomatoes. And I'm just going to take the liquid Miracle-Gro, screw in that bottle, and just basically get right down on the ground and soak the soil real good. The one thing that I've started, and I haven't finished it yet, but I will get it done, is I'm cutting back the tops of my tomato plants. because what I want the plant to realize is you don't need to grow anymore. You don't need to make any new flower buds. You don't need to make any more fruit, because the fruit that you're trying to make now from the blossoms will never make it to become big enough or even mature. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the tops of my plants off. I'm removing any flowers that appear on the plant, and any fruit that's the size of a marble, I'm pulling it right off. Because the fruit that's the size of a marble is not going to be big enough between now and the middle of October. In 30 days, it's not going to grow big enough. So by removing the small fruit, by cutting back the plant a little bit, and by removing any new flowers, all the energy is going to stay in the buds and the fruit that's already formed to hopefully make that process pick up and mature some fruit, because I want to be able to, you know, enjoy the fruit now, and I want it to mature so that in September I can start to make my spaghetti sauce. I grew a lot of plum tomatoes, and the plants are loaded, but they're all green. There's a few on the bottom, but they seem to be late. I don't know what it is. And people I've talked to have told me the same thing. And a strange thing this year, and I've had several people call, I've had a lot of emails on beans, especially pole beans. They're not productive. I planted pole beans for the first time in a long, long time, because pole beans are supposed to produce more beans than the bush bean. Well, I'll tell you, I planted a 15-foot row. It's on a big trellis, and we haven't even had two meals of beans. Last year, I grew bush beans, and we were eating them almost every other day. And now there's very few on the plants. I haven't seen many flowers, and the same concern people have emailed me or called on radio show and said, I can't find any beans on my plants. What's going on? So Mother Nature has up and down. It could be the seed production for the pole beans. Who knows? But tomatoes, clean them up a little bit, remove any small fruit, prevent it from flowering, nip it back a little bit so it doesn't grow taller, and a little bit of liquid feed, and I think you're going to see things are going to change for you.